Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Super Agency, What Could Possibly Go Right with Our AI Future by Reid Hoffman, is a forward-looking guide to thinking clearly and constructively about artificial intelligence. Rather than treating AI as a single looming threat or a magical cure-all, the book frames it as a general-purpose capability that can expand human agency when paired with responsible choices, strong institutions, and practical experimentation. Hoffman draws on the Silicon Valley builder mindset to argue that the future is not predetermined by technology alone, but shaped by decisions made by governments, companies, communities, and individuals. The emphasis is on pragmatic optimism, acknowledging real risks while refusing to be paralyzed by fear. Readers are invited to consider how AI could improve work, education, healthcare, and civic life, and what must be done to steer development toward broad-based benefits. The result is a rallying call for participation in shaping outcomes, not spectating them. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, super agency as a practical North Star, a central idea is super agency, the amplified ability of individuals and groups to understand options, make decisions, and act effectively with AI as an enabler. The book treats agency as something that can be increased, not replaced, by tools that summarize information, generate alternatives, simulate outcomes, and reduce friction in complex tasks. This framing matters because it shifts the debate away from whether AI will take over and toward how people can wield it to solve problems that feel too big, too technical, or too slow for current systems. Super agency also implies responsibility. If AI makes more actions possible, societies need norms and guardrails that help people choose well, not merely choose faster. The discussion encourages readers to evaluate AI systems by asking what capabilities they extend, who gains access, and what new dependencies are created. It also stresses that super agency is not automatic. It requires design choices that keep humans meaningfully in the loop, education that builds AI literacy, and institutional readiness to integrate AI into real decision workflows. Secondly, an optimistic but realistic view of AI progress, the book promotes a stance of pragmatic optimism, arguing that it is possible to anticipate risks while still leaning into experimentation and deployment. It challenges all-or-nothing thinking that treats AI either as an existential catastrophe waiting to happen or as a silver bullet that will fix every social and economic issue. Instead, it emphasizes that progress tends to come from iterative releases, feedback, and course correction. This perspective highlights why scenario planning matters, different policy choices, market incentives, and cultural norms can steer the same underlying technology toward very different outcomes. It also underscores the importance of measuring impacts in the real world, not only in benchmarks, by tracking error rates, bias, misuse patterns, and downstream effects on jobs and trust. The realistic component includes acknowledging uneven adoption and unequal benefits, plus the possibility of short-term turbulence even if long-term outcomes are positive. The optimistic component is the claim that coordinated action can make beneficial futures more likely, especially when innovators, regulators, and civil society treat AI as a shared societal project rather than a zero-sum race. Thirdly, work, productivity, and the redesign of roles. A major topic is how AI changes work by shifting tasks, not just eliminating jobs. The book treats AI as a productivity multiplier that can draft, plan, analyze, and support decision-making, allowing people to focus more on judgment, relationships, strategy, and domain expertise. It explores the idea that many roles will be rebundled, routine components become automated, while new responsibilities emerge around supervising AI outputs, validating quality, and integrating insights into business processes. This reframing helps readers move from job loss headlines to concrete questions: which tasks are most automatable, which require context and accountability, and how should organizations retool workflows so humans and AI complement each other? The discussion also points to the importance of reskilling and organizational change management. Tools alone do not create value if teams do not know how to use them safely and effectively. The book encourages experimentation with co-pilots, internal playbooks, and updated performance metrics, while keeping an eye on fairness so productivity gains translate into better wages, improved working conditions, or broader opportunity rather than only higher executive margins. Fourthly, governance, safety, and building trust at scale. The book argues that unlocking benefits depends on trust, and trust requires governance mechanisms that keep pace with rapidly improving models. It emphasizes that safety is not only a technical problem, but also a social and institutional one. Topics include how to think about standards, audits, transparency practices, and accountability when AI systems influence hiring, healthcare decisions, finance, education, and public information. The governance lens encourages layered solutions, technical safeguards, organizational policies, and public regulation that is flexible enough to adapt. It also stresses the need to address misuse, such as fraud, misinformation, and security threats, while still preserving room for innovation. A recurring theme is that blanket bans and panic can backfire, pushing development into less accountable channels, whereas thoughtful rules can concentrate competition on building safer, more reliable systems. The reader is left with a model of shared responsibility: developers building safer products, deployers monitoring real-world performance, governments setting clear rules of the road, and citizens developing the literacy to question outputs and demand accountability. Lastly, broadening access so the benefits are widely shared. Another important topic is distribution: who gets super agency and who is left behind. The book contends that AI can widen inequality if advanced capabilities concentrate among a few firms, highly skilled workers, or well-funded institutions. To counter this, it emphasizes broad access to tools, education, and infrastructure. That includes practical AI literacy for students and workers, support for small businesses and nonprofits, and pathways for public sector adoption so government services improve rather than lag behind. It also highlights the need for inclusive design that works across languages, cultures, and varying levels of digital skill. The broader point is that an AI future is a social choice. Markets will not automatically deliver fairness, so deliberate efforts are required. Public-private collaboration, open ecosystems where appropriate, and investment in community-level capacity. The book frames inclusion as both moral and strategic. If more people can use AI to learn faster, earn more, and participate in civic life, the overall economy and social cohesion improve, making it easier to sustain the innovation that created those tools in the first place. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want a grounded, constructive framework for thinking about AI, business leaders planning adoption, policy and civic stakeholders shaping rules, educators and students building literacy, and curious professionals deciding how to adapt their careers. It can benefit a reader's life by replacing vague anxiety with actionable questions about agency, workflows, skill building, and responsible use. The emphasis on super agency encourages you to treat AI as a toolset to expand your options while still taking safety, fairness, and accountability seriously. Compared with similar AI books that lean heavily toward doom scenarios or hype, this one is worth buying for its balanced posture and practical orientation. It treats the future as steerable, and it highlights concrete levers that different actors can pull, from governance standards to organizational change to wider access. Readers come away better equipped to participate in AI-driven change, not just react to it, and to push for outcomes that are broadly beneficial rather than narrowly profitable. If you would like to support Reid Hoffman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around!